Hi, this is Jen with crystalclearwithjen.com. Thanks for listening to my podcast on Anchor FM today. I want to discuss ego versus intuition. What is the ego? What is the intuition? Do we all have it? And how does it affect you? The ego is the voice in your head when you're driving home from work and you're like, when I get home, I am going to make dinner and then I'm going to clean off my desk and then I'm going to mop the floor and then I'm going to fold the clothes and I might even work out. Okay. That's your plan. The ego comes in when you get home and you make the dinner and you're about to go fold the clothes or mop the floor, or clean off your desk. The ego says, sit down. You don't have to do that. The ego tells you to eat the cookie when you know you don't need to eat the cookie. The ego tells you to just sit down and relax. The spirit, the soul speaks and tells you what you should be doing. So I know we all have had someone or something in our life where you haven't called somebody in a while. Like you're like, maybe you had a, you know, something just didn't feel good in the relationship and you're like, yeah, I'm just going to keep my distance, right? And then one day you're just minding your own business, living your life, and something is telling you that you need to call that person. You need to call them. And in your heart and your soul, you know that you need to call them, but you're like, I know it's going to be uncomfortable, or what if they recognize? I don't want confrontation. They're going to bring up, you know, whatever happened. I don't want to talk about it. Or maybe I really did something wrong. They're going to judge me. The voice that tells you not to call is your ego, because your ego wants you to stay on this hamster wheel of whatever is comfortable for your human condition. Your intuition is your spirit, your soul. It speaks from your heart space. It is telling you to reach out to this person because it is divinely timed for you to communicate with them. 9 times out of 10, if your intuition is telling you to call someone, there's a reason you need to call them. 9 times out of 10, if your intuition is telling you to work out, you probably need to work out. But I bet 8 times out of 10, your ego wins. And ego is the, like, your ego is like the cartoon character devil on one shoulder and the intuition is the angel. You have to decide which one you're going to feed. What beast are you going to feed? Which one are you going to put on speakerphone? You really don't want the ego on speakerphone. How do you know which is which? It's really simple. You realize that by listening to your ego, it keeps you trapped in this 3D world of mainstream materialism and hamster wheel. I mean, like, the ego wants you to go buy more stuff, and the ego wants you to eat more cookies, and the ego wants you to get your hair done and buy the fancy dress and buy the fancy clothes and have the fancy house, even though you really can't afford it. The ego wants you to spend more money because it's fun. The ego wants you to post everything on Facebook and brag. The soul, the heart space, the intuition isn't about all that, because you internally feel, or you just have this gut knowing that none of that is important. So what is driving you, the ego or the intuition? You have to decide. Many of us go ahead and we choose to follow that ego over and over and over again, and then we live from the heart space of the ego. If you are a person who is probably more in tune with your intuition, you recognize people around you that are more in tune with their ego, and it drives you crazy. Most of the world, the society in today's time is all tuned into their ego. They are not following their intuition. The ego is the programming that we have created in our own head based on our life lesson.
Like, whatever experience you've had in your life up until now, it creates a programming that every time I do this, this is going to be my result. And you know that if you stay on the hamster wheel of society and you work hard and you go to work and you put in this, you know, make everything look nice, and you stay on the hamster wheel, you get more money. More money gets you a bigger house. Bigger house gets you notoriety. Bigger notoriety gets you fame and fortune. Isn't that what everyone's working towards? The intuition, on the other hand, is your truth. That is your inner compass of truth. Now, many people think this is funny because they say, oh, you sound like Oprah. It's your truth. You know, there was something, not too long ago where Oprah said, live in your truth. Well, I think what Oprah really meant was live from your heart space and listen to your soul. It's not that hard once you start tuning in. But if you have been listening to the wrong voice all this time, it is so hard to consistently listen to the right one, which would be the intuition. The ego has us thinking, yep, they're wrong. That person's wrong. Every time I talk to them, they're going to lie. They're going to cheat. They're going to make a mistake because every time they're going to be wrong. But the intuition says we should give love. We should give compassion. We should give forgiveness. We should be an educator and an uplifter instead of a repressor and a judgment. You notice that the ego gives a lot of judgment. Because the ego in all of us is like, who she said, who he said, why'd he do that? Look at her. Oh my gosh, she's lying again. Oh my gosh, he's cheating again. But the intuition says, maybe they have a reason for what they're doing. Maybe we need to look at this from a different angle. The intuition begs you to have some human compassion involved. The ego is all about, nope. Cut the head off. We're done with them. The ego is reactive. The intuition makes you think about it. Why is that? Because the intuition resides right there in your heart space. It resides in you. It is your first line of intuition. Your intuition is you connecting to your divine aspect. It's you connecting to the supreme version of you. Do you think the supreme version of you wants to cut the head off of every person that made a mistake? Nope. I don't think so. But the ego in you does. The ego is driven by, well, in the past this happened and I was ripped off. Or in the past this happened and I was cheated. Or in the past this happened and I got hurt. But the intuition says, you're not going to get hurt. Leave your heart open a little bit. Give some other human a chance. Be an example. Less judgment, more love. The ego is the complete opposite. It is more judgment, no love. So the next time you find yourself stuck in a relationship or stuck with some hard choice, where are you operating from? Are you operating from your heart space or are you operating from your ego? It's really easy to tune in, but I know it sounds so freaking hard when you're asked, which one is it? Because in the beginning, I was so clouded and so confused. But once I started 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days of listening and listening and listening, that was the only voice I could hear. And now when the ego comes through, I get anxious and I feel sick because it's not the right voice for me to listen to. And if you recognize the difference, many of you already feel sick or you have anxiety because you're listening to the ego and it's the wrong voice anyway. In my business, this is what I teach people to do. I teach people how to listen to their intuition, how to follow their gut instinct. Your intuition is your gut instinct. Some people hear it as a voice. Some people hear it just don't even hear it at all. They just feel it. It's a feeling. It's like I woke up and this information was injected into my head. I just have a knowing about me that is clairsentience. And That part of this is what I help you tune into. If you'd like to work with me to bring that out in yourself, you can find me in my group on Facebook, the Light Seekers Tribe. It's free. It's a closed community of like-minded people. We talk about positive mindset, keeping our heart space open, operating from the intuition and not the ego. You should join us over there. You can also find me at crystalclearwithjen.com or at crystalclearwithjen@gmail.com. I hope you found this useful. I hope it ignited something within you. And I am just a light that I want to share with you to reignite your own. So when you're ready, I am holding the space for you to step up. Step up. Reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.